Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. A weaker overnight session followed by a mixed trading session in Asia this morning across the board ahead of Fed's MPC. US benchmark treasuries are holding the grounds at 2.6% while their European counterparts are tad weaker by 1 bip to 3 bip in absolute yield terms. The yuan remained put after Bloomberg reported that some US negotiators are concerned China is pushing back against American demands in trade talks after previously agreeing to changes to the intellectual property policies. Today's dot plot projections would be key for market participants as it is widely expected to translate to a dovish meeting. Central banks' policy actions in Thailand today, followed by UK, Philippines and Indonesia tomorrow, will be watched closely. China's green bond sales are softened so far this year, despite a strong year for global issuers. Bloomberg forecasts a record $40 billion of China green bond sales this year, led by regional issuers after each of China's 31 provinces wrote preferential policies in 2018. The demand for new investment-grade bonds have surged and has translated into low borrowing costs for highly rated corporations. Despite a chorus of analysts calling for a drop of 5-10% in volume this year, new issue volume is currently running less than 3% behind 2018's total. More importantly, the higher the anticipated supply is not affecting credit spreads as they continue their steady grind tighter since the Fed adopted a more dovish stance on future interest rate hikes. The CDX IG is at the tightest level in 6 months, while the IGOAS cash index just broke through plus 120 spread, the best level since November. In EU, international banks operating in Italy are asking to be included in a state guarantee program for bad loans set up after the financial crisis to help lenders clean up the balance sheet. The mechanism, known as GACS, allows banks to prepackage sour debt and sell it to the investors, with the state acting as guarantor on the safest portions. GACS expired this month, and a new program that includes stricter investor protections is likely to be approved at a cabinet meeting on Wednesday. Shares of Jet Airways fell nearly 7% in early trade today after its Etihad partner expressed a desire to exit the company. According to a report, Etihad has formally asked State Bank of India to purchase its stake in the airline. The Abu Dhabi-based company conveyed to SBI its decision to exit Jet in a meeting on Monday. Fitch Ratings has affirmed Neeraj Energy's $475 million 6% senior notes due 2022 at B+. The rating on the notes reflect the credit profile of a restricted group of operating entities under Renew Power Limited, a company involved in renewable power generation in India. Last but not least, NTCP Limited, which is rated BAA2 stable by Moody's, BBB- and by Fitch, are mandated to banks to arrange a series of fixed income investor meetings in Singapore, Hong Kong and London commencing 12th March 2019. A dollar-denominated senior unsecured notes offering under Reg S may follow, subject to market conditions. Thank you.